From the News Center, a news focus.
Pennsylvania should get some 2020 census data this summer to be used in the redistricting process. But some groups want the state to put an end to what's known as prison gerrymandering. It's the policy of counting people in prison as residents where they're incarcerated, rather than where they'd otherwise be living. A petition launched on Tuesday asks the panel in charge of redrawing the districts, the Legislative Reapportionment Commission, or LRC, to count the 37,000 people behind bars based on where they're from. Robert Salim Holbrook of the Abolitionist Law Center says prison gerrymandering is a racial justice issue.
Because what you have is prisoners who are primarily from Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Chester, who are making up the bulk or a disproportionate number of the state prison population in Pennsylvania. And these rural white counties benefit from predominantly black and brown areas, from them being counted as residents in these prisons in these rural communities.
In a May LRC meeting, PA House Minority Leader Joanna McClinton, who sits on the five-member panel, called on her colleagues to commit to stopping prison gerrymandering. Carol Cunningholm of the group Fair Districts PA says prison gerrymandering goes against state election law, which says individuals in penal institutions should not be considered a resident of the institution's election district.
So our belief is if you can't vote in the place where you're incarcerated, you shouldn't be counted. In the place where you're incarcerated, you should be counted at your last known address.
Cunningholm says she hopes the LRC addresses prison gerrymandering at its next meeting. The commission has pledged to host public hearings this summer ahead of the map-making process. I'm Emily Scott with Keystone State News Connection.